Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. I'm Sam Bushman. Kirk Crosby's with me. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the brilliant checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Y'all got to get involved. Let's just put it that way. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir. Brian Rust is with me, too. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Kurt's missing in action, sir. Anyway, I hopefully can get his technical issue squared away. We can go from there. But Donald Trump made an interesting statement that I want you to respond to coming out of the gate, if you would, please. Donald Trump calls Federal Reserve his biggest threat. You know what? Not kind of the pro-life issue. I agree with him.
Yeah, I do too. Let's just print more money. Let's stay even course. Well, even course hasn't put us in a very good position. So, I agree that the Feds are you got to raise interest rates and everything else to try to keep control of this. The little blurbs that I read in these things, it drives me crazy, is the dollar gained some strength today. That's why this went down. That's what this happened. That's what this that was. I don't know how the dollar gained strength anymore with all the debt.
Well, you're right about that. Now, in the Honest Money Report today with Brian Rust, ladies and gentlemen, gold is at $1,225.10. Silver is at $14.59 right now. But as Trump slams the Fed, its policymakers just tune him out and ignore him. And they say this is to make the Fed not political. But the problem is Congress can't touch the Fed. The president can't touch the Fed. They just simply do whatever they want to. It's a private banking cartel of 12, main banks there. There was never a constitutional provision to turn our money, our control over to outsiders. Now the United States dollar has become the world currency. They create it for a couple of cents, charge everybody around the world $100 for a $100 bill, even though it only costs a couple of cents to produce. It's a dishonest money, global currency cabal, sir.
Yeah, and that's a time bomb just waiting to explode. The interest alone on our debt to the Fed, what is it, $500 million? Pushing, or maybe even higher now. I mean, it's just $500 billion. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous that we're playing this game.
It's out of control. So I got a new shirt that I think we ought to promote, a hat or whatever else that I want to put together. It'd just say, Make America Gold Again. What do you think of that, Brian?
I like it. Midas, King Midas, right?
What if we just make America gold again, man? I mean, I think it would just solve all the problems, right?
I like it. Let's push for that.
America could lead with honest money. Because gold is real money. It's timeless insurance. It's nature's currency. We could deal with it and just say, hey, you know what, guys? We're just leading the world in honest money. What would that do for the Donald?
That would help his situation. I mean, getting back to, a balanced budget, do away with the Fed paying the interest there. I mean, the manipulation that goes on there, the manipulation that's going on in our stock market around the world. So, let's do it.
Yeah, anyway, I just say make America gold again.
That's a good phrase.
There's an interesting headline that Kurt brought to me, and it talks about materialistic people. Kurt?
Well, materialistic people, Sam, are, not hard to find in our society.
The fake dollar creates that to a great degree, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it can't exist with gold and silver. Materialistic people can be that way regardless, but I'm just saying it adds fuel to the fire, if you will.
Yeah, and the headline reads, materialistic people more likely to be unhappy in their marriage. You know, and I don't think it's just limited to marriage. You know, materialistic people are going to be unhappy pretty much any time. It doesn't matter how much they have. Somebody else is going to have a little more, and they're going to want that as well. And that's what I see. And the beauty of honest money, it kind of, I think, at least fixes that one part where you have the honesty part starting off there, and at least I think it kind of ripples through so many other areas.
I think you get rid of a lot of the times you get rid of that speculative idea that somehow I can get something for nothing. Now, I know there was the gold rush and everybody thought they could go for gold and stuff. So I guess it doesn't take it completely out of the equation. But I guess I'm just saying, look, the United States government creates a $100 bill for literally a couple of cents and then decides that it's going to turn right around and everybody else has to trade $100 of real hard asset for that $100. It's an absolute ripoff right from the get-go with the United States constitutional government at the center of it. I mean, it's fraud, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, it's fraud. I mean, if you want to keep printing fiat currency and thinking that that's going to last, I think we're going to wake up one day and things will be fundamentally different. And in that sense,
Donald said the media was the most dishonest people he ever knew. I think the Federal Reserve even tops the media, sir.
Yes, I think you could be right. I think, you look at all these big banks, these central banks, or these, the same. I mean, the manipulation in everything. I mean, it's just, wrong is right, right is wrong. And we're seeing evidence in a lot of aspects across the board in our country.
All right. Donald literally stands up, ladies and gentlemen, and starts to, do more than just complain about the Federal Reserve. Literally rein in that unconstitutional behemoth, audit it, shut it down, move to gold, make America gold again. That'd make America great for sure, starting out with honest money. But I'll tell you this, though. Even though Donald's not going far enough, in my humble opinion, he is doing a lot of good. The following headlines will articulate that. I want to get Brian and Kurt's breakdown and take on this. The Trump administration repealed 12 existing regulations for every new one issued by federal agencies. That's according to the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, WARA. Is what they call it. OIRA. Do you know about this, Kurt?
I don't. The sad thing is that not everybody knows about this. Very few people I knew that the president's been working on eliminating an out of control regulation, which should keep him busy 24/7, as far as I can tell. This office I'm not familiar with, and yet, in my opinion, this is one of the things that should be pushed and touted from the rooftops, just to basically say, look, here, we're freeing the people, like the president said he would on the when we were back there for the inauguration, and he said, look, this isn't the day that, I become the president. This is the day the American people take back their government.
Well, and it starts with constitutional currency and honest money. Nancy from California wants to chime in. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there. So I've got a solution for the national debt.
Yeah, okay.
We are going to print I don't know how many trillion of dollars we owe, but we'll just print a note for that amount and give it to them, and then we'll devalue the money so that it's worth nothing. And then we'll start from scratch with them out of the picture.
Well, by the way, it's a great idea, Nancy. I'll respond to it. We'll take a quick break. Let's see. Maybe we'll have time before the break. We can all respond. So my response to that is, it's a great idea. There was a man who ran for president back in the day, back in 1992, named Bo Greitz. And that was exactly Bo Greitz's proposal, by the way. So you're spot on.
Oh, okay. What has become of him, by the way?
I haven't kept up. Do you know, Kurt?
I'll see if I can check on it right now.
It would,
yeah.
Sorry.
I'll work on it. I'll work
Curdle
on it.
Check. Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you could find him and get him as a guest, it would be fabulous. I went to the U of U and listened to him when he had a whole panel of speakers. He had Eustace Mullins, and he had
that's right.
Howard Freeman. He had just some fabulous speakers, and I'll never forget that experience. It was very telling.
Yeah, so my co-host, Kurt Crosby, the one that's checking on Bo right now, him and his brother were the Bo Greitz campaign headquarters chairman for the state of Utah. When they burned the U.N. flag, Kurt was the, I guess, the guy that, what, Kurt, you were holding the trash can for the flag to go into?
That was my job, yeah.
Yeah, see, Kurt has a good job there.
Well, I remember, I know about that, and then the IRS went after you, right, Kurt?
Yeah, we gathered a little bit of special, surveillance.
He just got the chance to feel the love. All right, so, Nancy, Bo Greitz had that idea. It's a phenomenal idea. It could be done easily, because if the federal government can produce a dollar, or let's just say a $100 bill for like 2 cents, and then, you know, pass it off as a $100, they could certainly, you know, write a note. Or create a coin, even kind of commemorative coin, is the way Bo Greitz talked about it. It's the memory that we got rid of the Fed once and for all. And it'd be like $20 trillion if you want to just talk about funded responsibilities. If you want to talk about unfunded liabilities, it's well over $200 trillion. Anyway, stay there, Nancy, because I want Brian, Russ, Quinn, and Gift to be able to respond, and I want you to get a chance to respond to all of us too. So stay there. We'll do it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because... In a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Live and on your radio, we got to make America gold again, ladies and gentlemen. Nancy dialing in from California, telling us how we ought to go about it. Nancy, go ahead and recap, and then Brian can respond. Nancy?
Well, I must have heard it when I went to hear all those speakers, and that's probably how I got this thought in my mind, and it is to pay off the national debt by printing a note, for that amount and giving it to the bankers, and then it would have to be devalued like they do to our money. We would devalue it so they can't go and buy anything with it. We'll just make it devalued.
Well, you could outlaw it as unconstitutional as the way you would devalue it, because you'd say, look, the Constitution, the supreme law of our land says nothing can be used for legal you know, tender except for gold and silver. So it's pretty easy to outlot and make it worth zero.
Now, this varies a little bit. Nancy, it's a little bit different than the way Bo Greitz suggested to pay off the national debt. I was just reading on the Wikipedia part for Bo Greitz. It says, during his presidential run, part of Greitz's standard stump speech was an idea to pay off the national debt by minting a coin at the Treasury and sending it to the Federal Reserve.
I mentioned a coin. Bo wanted to do it for commemorative reasons, to remember the day we got rid of the Fed and killed it once and for all. But you're right. Either way, though, the principle's the same. The coin's just kind of a nice, in my opinion, touch to kind of mock them as we stand for the sacred cause of liberty. Brian, let's have you respond first, and then Nancy can get the final word.
Brian? I'll just say something real fast if I can.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I think he wanted to make a coin because the Congress has the power to coin money. And the Federal Reserve notes, these notes are their invention. So maybe that's why he wanted
to... he didn't want to use their invention, which, you know, it says a note on it, by the way. It's a Federal Reserve note. Note means debt, by the way. So you don't want to pay off debt with their own debt. What you want to do is say, listen, we don't need your debt instrument. We're going to pay it off with legitimate, power and authority we have under God. This is our supreme law. We're going to adhere to that law and reject your debt-based currency. And that's what you really need to discuss, is a debt-based currency versus an asset-based currency. One has intrinsic value, one does not. One starts with honesty, one does not. Brian?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Maybe we could print a coin or that. The issue we're facing right now is power. And those that can suppress the people have the power. And so it would be a big fight right now trying to do. I'm all for it, but it would be a huge fight because those elitists are going to say, well, we're not going to let this happen easily because we have control right now, and we're making good money in doing what we're doing illegally. So
my final response, then you, Nancy, then we'll let you fly, is that it's constitutional. It's a legitimate way to go. Bo Greitz was right. The problem right now, though, is that, it might really turn in even to a civil war in the United States, just because half of the American people are on the public dole right now. People would freak. People don't understand it. The education's not there to support it. We've really had even a tough time in the state of Utah making gold legal tender. That took a massive, massive uphill battle. Larry Hilton, our good friend, and others led the charge on that. We supported it the best we could, but that was even a very big time uphill battle. And in terms of day-to-day usage, we still got a row to hoe to even get it done. So the point is spot on from a constitutional point of view. The point is spot on from a get rid of the dishonest bankers. Andrew Jackson and others did the same thing along the way in our history. So no doubt reality's on your side. No doubt the truth is on your side. But I'm telling you, Brian's right that it would be an absolute there's one thing to talk about it in theory, in other words, the ideal. The other is to live in the real, and it would get messy. Your response, Nancy?
Well, I think that their power is somewhat of an illusion. We give them power mentally. I mean, we think that they're so powerful that they become so powerful. We don't contest it enough. We don't fight it enough. We have become complacent, and we can either fight when we have a chance to win, or we can, we know that this new world order and their chains and their controls are getting more and more onerous as time goes by. So it's going to be an eventuality. So why not do it when we have a chance?
Yeah, sooner than later is better. There's no doubt about it. And the only way I think we could do it peacefully is turn to the Almighty and repent. He promises us if we do so, he will heal our nation and he will protect us. So that would be our only hope as we move forward to honest money and repent and trust in the Almighty. Your point's well taken. And I agree that it's a global cabal. And I agree that it's a lot like the Wizard of Oz. That, you know what? You look behind the curtain and, hey, they're just a bunch of shriveling men in smoky rooms that literally foist this conspiracy on the people worldwide. There's no doubt that you're right about that. It doesn't change the fact.
They are afraid.
It doesn't change the fact they do have a lot of power because we give it to them partly. And because, you know what, once you let secret combinations get above you, it's very hard to take them down or dismantle them.
Right. We've been watching this over years. I mean, you know, they've been building this organization over years. I think the Trump is trying to make changes, and boy, that's rattling feathers, and they don't like it. And so now everything he does, they're contesting because that takes away their power. You look at other countries who are struggling, and the people are struggling like immensely, and yet, you know, we're not there yet, but some people are. And so, yeah, it's just built over time, and it's a mess.
All right, last word's yours, then we'll let you fly, Nancy.
Okay, number one, they have too much control over our media. So I would somehow wrestle that control back away from them.
I'm working on it, ma'am, doing the best we can. But your point's right. He who owns the media makes the rules. They used to say he who owns the gold makes the rules. But in a great degree, he who owns the media makes the rules. It's a spot-on point.
I'm glad that Trump tweets. I'm glad that he bypasses. You know, some people think it's not classy that a president should be doing that. I don't care. I'm glad that he bypasses them and gets the word out, gets his word out.
I agree.
And unfiltered through the media, number one. Number two, they're afraid because they wouldn't, if they weren't afraid, if they had absolute power, they wouldn't have the Southern Poverty Law Center. They wouldn't have controlled opposition. They wouldn't have to try to control things to the extent that they control it.
Yeah, you're right. They wouldn't have their minions in the media. It goes on and on and on. Thanks, Nancy.
All right.
You know what? She's spot on, Brian. I mean, I think she's right.
Yeah, I do too. We're fighting an uphill battle just because of trying to make a headway because, you know, we're in the position we are. We're hoping that Trump can forge ahead and we can get behind him and keep pushing and pushing one step at a time, one more thing at a time, one more. They're going to fight it all the way along. It's big money trying to bring down big money who've been manipulating this world financial system as well as media, as well as everything, really.
All right, so check this out. I want to get your take on this, though. And thank you, Nancy. We appreciate it. You're right as rain. The Trump administration repealed 12 existing regulations for every new one issued by federal agencies. That's according to the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. Now, they call this thing OIRA or ORA. And ORA estimates that the deregulations saved $23 billion in 2018 alone. And this affirms the principles of individual liberty and limited government essential to reform, Brian. That's what Donald's done so far. So, you know what? He's not perfect. He's not going far enough. We want patience and we want it now, right? But yet, at the same time, you got to give him credit for that. That's incredible.
That's right. No, that's exactly right. I mean, there's so much corruption out there. I mean, I think he's trying to do, you know, and it's going to take time to do that. But I just get fed up with kind of this good old boys club, I guess you'd say, or sisters or whatever, ladies that there as well, but that are just trying to tear down this country and add things and do this and all these little loopholes. What Pelosi said, no, don't read what's in this bill. It's in there. We'll read it later. But now she's reading when Trump puts it, oh, we want to read it all before we have to. I mean, it's such a mess. But we don't know what's in there. So I think, yeah, regulating some of the stuff that's going out there, saving us money, maybe changing what, you know, this little phrase or whatever that puts us into another debt.
All right. Listen, Brian, I got a hard break. I can't stop. Can you stay longer?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Brian, stay there. Kurt, when we come back, I want you to respond to this. Literally getting rid of 12 regulations for everyone he puts in place. In 18 alone, it saved $23 billion. And now Donald is taking it a step further. He's asking his cabinet to cut each department's budget 5%. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio. Brian Rust riding shotgun. RustCoinAndGift.com. Check it out. We're in the Honest Money Report section. We got to make America gold again, ladies and gentlemen. Honest currency coming back is what we ought to really focus on. It's one of the most critical things, especially if Donald's running around saying the Federal Reserve is one of his biggest threats. Boy, howdy, do I agree with him on that one. Anyway, the bottom line, though, is Donald is doing some good, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to encourage him to do more. He's getting rid of 12 regulations for every one he puts in place. It's already saved $23 billion in 2018, and now he's pushing to save 5%. He's telling his cabinets, hey, you know what? You've got to reduce your budgets by 5%. Now, understand that the budget and the purse strings are with Congress, but Donald's pushing for it. Nevertheless, a 5% cut. Kurt, what do you say?
Well, it's a great start, I say. You know, and it reminds me of the movie Dave when the, I don't know if people are familiar with it, but when this imposter guy is basically filling in for the president and he's... got a good buddy in the private sector that's a an accountant, and he's told by these handlers of him in the movie that if he just eliminates so many $1 million in the budget, then he can keep a certain program that he wants. And so he gets his buddy to come over from you know, the outside world. He brings him over, he drives into the White House, and they get together, and he shows him the big budget. And the guy said, man, if I ran my business like this, I'd be out of business. And, you know, the bottom line is that's the way President Trump, as he looks at this and he sees all this red ink, you know, the headline from the political.com boys is Trump threatens 5% spending cut for agencies.
See, now I don't look at it as a threat, and I just say, get it done. That's not a threat. Let's just do it.
Well, he's now instructed these federal department leaders to slash 5%, and he says, I'm going to ask each one of you to come back to our next meeting. And he says, I think you'll all be able to do it. Some of you will say, hey, I can do much more than 5.
And bring it.
Yeah. So looking forward to it.
What do you say to that, Brian?
Yeah, bring it. I like it. I think he's trying to do some things. Right? You know, I'm reading down some of this stuff, you know, Paperwork Reduction Act. Shoot, some of those bills that are produced are so thick, you don't even know what's in there, even if you read it 10 times. You know, maybe that's a good thing, paperwork reduction. Maybe save us some money there. You know, but I like, you know, you're reading some of this stuff that they're trying to help remove some of the crap or the stuff that's in there, you know, that we might get closer to actually seeing what's happening, seeing what's done. And you gotta go through some of this anyway, or you're going to lose control of other things that you didn't read the fine print over here, so I guess we're going to go ahead and do this. I don't know. It's just a mess.
Well, and some would say Donald's all talk. He won't really get it done. And my response is, hey, when was the last president you heard really talking like this seriously on all fronts, meaning doing the best he can to say, look, the Fed's the problem. They're our biggest threat. Let's bring jobs back. Let's go ahead and, you know, reduce regulation. Here's the proof now. Third party agencies or whatever you want to say are reporting that he's actually got rid of 23 for everyone. And we've saved $23 billion. And then he's like, hey, I want you guys to come back with your 5% cuts. Many of you can do way more. Melania, his wife, really reduced her expenditure over Michelle Obama and her department, leading the way, by the way. Okay, when was the last time you heard of a president doing this kind of stuff in your lifetime? Whether it's enough, I'm not here to debate. We all want more. But all I'm telling you is, I never heard of a president doing this kind of stuff to this degree in my lifetime. Not even Reagan, Brian.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I think people need to rally behind him, and let's keep moving this forward. This is a good thing. We need to be continually moving forward, and we don't want to go back to the old. We know what the old is all about and where it's taken us.
All right, I want to talk a little bit about taxes before we let Brian go, because there's some interesting tax statistics in the news. They always criticize the Donald for giving the rich a tax break. But listen to this, folks. The richest 1,409 taxpayers pay more tax than the bottom 70 million. Now, this is a liberal. Bloomberg comes out with this. Bloomberg reporting this. All right, listen again. The richest 1,409 people, or in other words, taxpayers, pay more tax than the bottom 70 million. To make it more clear, the top 1% pay the greater share of individual income tax, 37.3%. That's 1% pays 37%+ of the taxes. The bottom 90% of taxpayers combined only pay 30.5%. What do you think of that, Brian?
Well, and that might, yeah, okay. So they're showing the fact that they're paying more. I mean, obviously, if you've got billions of dollars behind you or you know, hundreds of millions of dollars behind you, you probably are going to pay more.
Yeah, but the disparity is kind of the point here. 1% pays more than the bottom 90%. That's a wealth disparity in America that only fiat currency can create. And so then the next headline says this: the top 50% of all taxpayers paid 97% of the total of income taxes. 97%.
Yeah.
That means the lower 50% only paid 3%. And so when Donald gives a little bit of a taxpayer to the rich and Ronald Reagan talks about trickle-down economics, the Federal Reserve former chairmen are now saying we've never seen such a tight labor market, meaning it is bringing jobs back. It is trickle-down economics. It is happening. It is real. And that disparity can, if we focus on fiat money and hardcore taxes and stuff with this progressive system, we create this destruction of the middle class, and what Donald's doing is bringing it back.
Right. Yeah, for a long time here, we were seeing, you know, kind of a disappearing of the middle class. It was either, you know, the upper echelons and the bottom. That's kind of that divide. But I think, and I think the people are crying out for this. I mean, we're, you know, my income is not going up, but yet cost of living is going up. We're seeing more and more debt. And then we have a lot of debt in this country. You know, individually, people are struggling, I think, a lot of them.
And cutting taxes is good. Cutting taxing and spending, well, cutting spending is great. Cutting taxing and spending is best, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Brian, we know you got to fly. Thanks for staying with us longer, sir.
Hey, thanks, guys. You're doing a great job. You know, what's that, making America gold again?
Amen. Bring it. All right, thank you. Brian, doing a great job. RussQuinnGift.com is where you go for an honest friend in the precious metals business. RussQuinnGift.com. All right, Kurt, do you want to comment on that? Tax details?
You know, one of the things that's sad about it, Sam, is when you look at if you've really got this small group of guys, you know, who are paying that huge amount, you can understand why the average politician who realizes, hey, he needs to win by the votes, he falls for this idea that, well, he's got to make the, take from the rich and give to the poor because that's how he gets the votes. And yet the real solutions are, so many times they're scriptural, if you will. Tithing in the scriptures is not higher for those who, you know, have more money and lower for those who don't. It's still 10% across the board. And, Ben Carson talked about this in his, run up to the presidency and that kind of thing. And there's so many good things that could happen, and the president's moving forward in a great way, eliminating regulation and talking about lowering the debt, and all hands on deck, I say.
Amen. And it only gets better from here. So I these statistics are startling about taxes, though, how really abusive they are. When you find out that the top 50% pay 97% of the taxes, when you find out that the top 1% pays more by quite a bit than the bottom 90%. I mean, it is out of control, way out of balance. Anyway, we commend the Donald.
You know,
yes.
I was looking at the WhiteHouse.gov site. Sorry to interrupt you there. Yeah, he says under budget
Who's
spending,
he,
it says, well, I suppose the president. I mean, it's on WhiteHouse.gov, you know.
Yeah, the White House says, sometimes the news people think that's like a person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good point. Under budget and spending, it says, with our national debt well above $20 trillion, now's the time to reverse the trend of climbing government spending.
Amen to that.
It says the president's federal budget commits to restraint while prioritizing funding to rebuild our national defense and strengthen America's borders. So,
I agree with him in principle. I'm a little concerned, though, that he wants to put too much money into the military. And the proof is the foreign aid that he just put in place, this new foreign aid. I don't know what you call it, but, that's of great concern. Anyway, I'll talk about that foreign aid thing in just a minute, but all I'm telling you is it's concerning. Yeah, massive YouTube outage is real, folks. All right, quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
So Donald Trump doing a phenomenal job on many fronts, and we commend him. We don't, you know, pick sides here. We're not, you know, playing favorites. We're just simply telling you what's good and what's bad and standing with it based on principle. So it's good Donald wants to basically cut spending. I commend him, the White House promoting that, and good on him. But President Donald Trump is embracing a major expansion of foreign aid, ladies and gentlemen. With little fanfare, Mr. Trump, President Trump, if you will, signed a bill a little over a week ago. No one's telling you about it but us, huh? That created a new federal foreign aid agency in the United States. It's called the United States International Development Finance Corporation. They're already starting with $60 billion in loans. But, you know, that's a concern. So I appreciate Donald trying to cut expenses. But by the time you preserve the welfare system, by the time you preserve the foreign aid, hey, pretty soon with the interest on the national debt based on the fiat currency, there's not a whole lot of money to save. In other words, what do you cut? And so I really think that foreign aid is one of the greatest places we ought to cut. But Donald doubled down, created a new agency, and he's literally increasing expenditures on that front big time. So I hope Donald's genuine and real about this through and through. Kurt, any final word on that?
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, you know, I believe it's pretty much like his effort with regulation or any other thing. There's just so much of it to eliminate and get rid of and just square things when the swamp monsters have been having free reign. You know, they're just, hey, all over the place.
Yeah, and I agree if it's slow getting rid of some of the red tape, some of the, you know, swamp-esque RIA, but when you create new government agencies yourself and fund them, you know, that's a little bit going the wrong direction. So, and I'm not here to attack President Trump about it. I am here to highlight it, though, and provide a solid, clear warning. Hey, we can't undermine our efforts. That's for sure. Facebook got caught. They're getting sued. They inflated and lied about their video ad metrics. They ballooned them over 900, you know, 150 to 900%, they say. They knew about it for over a year. They did nothing about it. Now Facebook getting sued. Judicial Watch wants Hillary's deposition on the email scandal, writes Bob Unruh. And I hope they get paid there, but I don't really see any accountability. Donald Trump's North American trade agreement triumphs, says Stephen Moore, and I agree. Hey, we can negotiate better trade for ourselves. There's more on that I'll get into next hour regarding, I don't know if you know this, but there's United Postal International, I don't know what you call it, cabal, treaty, whatever. There's an international post office kind of treaty thing we'll talk about, Kurt, that's scary as all get out. Donald's threatened to pull out of it. Don't threaten, buddy. Get it done yesterday. It is disaster on steroids. Anyway, we'll talk about that next hour. But, you know, we talked about this great, we got to have the great American hug out. Turns out that hugs do really make us happier, especially during hard times or hard days. So we got to, you know, do that. We got to pray for Neil Harmon over there, co-founder and CEO of VidAngel. They're doing a great job fighting the good fight. They were supposed to go to court yesterday, but the enemies, the big, I don't know what you want to call it, media moguls or giants or what they call Hollywarp studios and everything else, had to back out. They couldn't handle the heat, I guess. So time will tell what's going to happen on that. The Gosnell movie defies abortion cartel with a big opening. It's underreported. Next hour, we'll drill into that to a great degree, too. Herschel Walker calls for CNN to take Don Lemon off the air based on his Kanye comments. And I understand what he's saying. I think that Don Lemon's Kanye comments are evil and wicked and perverse and everything else. But I'm not for shutting down the other guy because that's a double-edged sword. Be very careful, Marshall, is all I'm telling you. Second hour yesterday.
It's Herschel. Herschel? Herschel Walker.
Right. Yeah. Herschel Walker. Do you know much about this goofball?
Some would... I pretty much respect him in a lot of ways.
He doesn't understand the Constitution, though, does he? Or the freedom of speech in the First Amendment, does he?
He's simply, exercising his right to say to a private business, CNN, that he thinks they shouldn't have this guy on the air.
Is CNN a private business?
I don't see that being... Well, that's the way I understand it.
Funded by your government, my friend.
Well, so what isn't? You know what I mean. But the bottom line is, it's somebody would say, the government funds this power system, and they make the Federal Reserve note, and we use those, and so then we are supported. You know what I mean? You'll see that kind of thing.
Yeah, and my response, in so much that it's forced by a society that we have no control over, that may be fundamentally true. In fact, however, there's a difference between the forced part that we can't control when we're doing everything we can to rid ourselves of that as well, versus the money taking that you have choice over. But anyway, that's a different ball game and discussion. But go ahead. What's it called? Herschel? What's his name?
Well, Herschel Walker, my opinion, is to be put in the class of good black gentlemen like Ben Carson, David A. Clark, our buddy Lloyd Marcus, and so many others. I just wish the standard media, like the CNNs and stuff, would promote those kind of guys so much more than the dregs of society that they typically promote, the Don Lemons, etc.
I agree with that. Maybe you can reach out to Herschel and get him on the radio with us. I'd love to talk to him. Maybe I can learn more and be educated.
Okay, thank you.
Kurt will reach out. We'll check it out and see what we can do. Our guest on James Edwards, though, did come on the radio with us yesterday. And we had a great conversation about Kevin McCarthy. He says George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, Tom Steyer trying to buy our government. And I understand what he's saying. They are. But so are the other side of the swamp monsters. Donald Trump has already raised more than $100 million for the 2020 election. And he hasn't even announced that he's officially running yet. Wow. Now, China is in the news. They're saying internment camps are free vocational training. So, hey, if you want to get some free vocational training, just head over to the Chinese concentration camps or whatever they call internment camps over there. Now, a judge dismisses Stormy Daniels' lawsuit against Trump, and I guess forces her to pay the legal fees. And really, she's been fundraising for everybody, so the people will pay her fees too, all those who voluntarily participated in her fundraising. Game on, Tiny. So Donald calls Stormy Daniels horse face. She responds and says, "Game on, Tiny." And they go to war on Twitter as they kind of mock each other. He mocks her face. She mocks his genitals. And there you go. I'd rather talk about something else personally. SNL, what's that? Saturday Night Live?
Yep.
Mocks Trump at a Kanye meeting, says, "Hey, he's black me." So they think Donald Trump thinks that Kanye is black Donald. Wow. Arpaio in the news. Joe Arpaio has the guts to sue the New York Times from defamation and slander libel. Asked for over $147,500,000, Kurt. So that's kind of an interesting thing. I commend Joe Arpaio for suing. Donald Trump talks about suing the New York Times, but he's never actually turned his talk into walk yet. Pray he does that. Pray he supports Joe Arpaio in the lawsuit and says, "Yeah, me too." And pretty soon we got a class action lawsuit against the New York Times. They've slandered me too, by the way. So we could do a new Me Too movement, change the whole scope of that thing based on lawsuits to the mainstream press. If they're really that dishonest and evil, as Donald says, and I think they are, let's sue their socks off. Let's stop them in their tracks. But anyway, there's a new app for Trump singles. It makes dating great again, they say. So that's kind of good news. At least if you're going on a date, you could know that someone's not going to just hate your guts for, wearing a Make America Great Again hat or something like that. I guess our buddy listener Ken dials in, and he attends the movie Gosnell and then calls on the radio to report on it. Good for him. Citizen reporters are incredible, I might add. So thank you to Ken for that. He says it was a phenomenal movie. It's a must-watch movie, says Ken. Kurt, and everything that I've been told, that is true. And I was a little skeptical because I don't want to see a ghoulish murder movie. But Ken educates us and says, listen, it only talks about the one of the world's greatest or biggest, most notorious serial killers because they're not allowed to say abortion, really, talking about this in the court case. It's a very insightful understanding about why it's articulated the way it is, etc. Anyway, Gosnell's out. They say that it rocked at the post or the box office too, Kurt, doing very, very well. So I've reached out to the Gosnell people. Hopefully they'll contact me back and come on the radio with us and kind of update us on where they are. We want to do everything we can to help, Kurt. And I wrote an interesting little email to them. Did you get a copy of that, Kurt?
Yes, I did see that.
Maybe Kurt wants to share with the audience what I wrote him because it's kind of neat. You know,
well, okay. Let's see. Let me grab that there. Hunting through the.
By the way, while Kurt's looking that up, Democrats raise $1 billion for congressional races. The question is, will it get them their blue wave? Daily Caller with the piece. They've already raised $1 billion for midterm elections, Kurt.
That
and
is
it's just
much.
Out of control. So the Democrats are kind of falling behind a little bit, or the Republicans are falling kind of behind, but they've raised a ton of money, too. So interesting, it's just turning out to be a money game. You can buy anything in this world for money, but you know what? I think we need to think about it a little differently. Prayer is more powerful than money. Speaking of Gosnell, Gosnell was number 12 at the box office on opening weekend, and it actually rose to 10. On Sunday, CNSnews.com with that little tidbit the mainstream press won't report. All right, did you find that, Kurt?
Yeah, I see this where it says, hi, all, you know, and then you introduce yourself, Sam. And it says, we are in complete support of and applaud your efforts on the fantastic production of the Gosnell movie. We were delighted to see this headline, the one you just mentioned about the number 12 at the box office. From CNSnews.com. Shame on Facebook, you say, for this one. Quote, Facebook censors ads for new Gosnell movie about abortionists. That's from LifeNews.com. This one prompted us to reach out for an interview request. Gosnell, like its namesake, faces a media blackout. Please let us know when would be best to have you on air. Live to help promote the pro-life message and your great work, and you sign it.
Yeah, there you go. So that, you know, that's kind of how, but see, to put that all together, to find those guys, to hunt down the way to get a hold of them, to then contact them, and then to write an email and ask them to be on the radio, and then wait to get a response back and coordinate a time, and hey, it takes a bunch of time
to
do that.
It takes like
stuff.
30 seconds or something at least, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
See, yeah, see, Kurt just thinks my time's not even of any value. Kurt could probably get it done in 15.
You're so
it takes
effective.
Me double.
It takes me half an hour to do something. It takes you 10 seconds.
You know what? It takes
done.
Me a half hour to get that done right there. Because I what yeah. I needed to
and
do is give them a
take
few headlines.
Like 30 days.
It takes me a few headlines to kind of articulate because they need to know our position and who we are and what we do. So I give them a link to the website for the radio show. I tell them we're live Monday through Saturday, 9 to 11 Eastern. I literally explain a little bit about who I am so they kind of know that I'm the owner of Liberty News Radio and I'm the talk show host of Liberty Roundtable Live. And then we invite them on the radio and we kind of quote some headlines to let them know clearly where we stand because, you know, there's a lot of hostile media out there, too, that want to just rake them over the coals and waste their time. Anyway, the bottom line is that took me about a half an hour to make happen and I still don't have it even booked or done yet. So I'm working on it. But it takes time. You're right. Now, I know Kurt would want you to think it takes 30 seconds and it's no big deal, but I'm just telling you, those things take forever. By the time you do a two-hour talk show and then a couple of hours in prep for the show and then reaching out for guests and stuff like that, pretty soon you got a full-time job on your hands, folks. All right, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Sam, Kurt, and Brian, we thank all of you for your support and for all the good you do in the sacred cause of liberty. We declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore a grand old republic, but you got to get involved. Donate to the Widow's Mite Radio Network today, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com or LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.